Hey guys, Nikki here. Today's episode is brought to you by my Action Over Perfection Academy. This is a free 3-week masterclass for female entrepreneurs or wannabe entrepreneurs. If you've ever had a big idea, but it seemed just too big and crazy that you couldn't even begin to know where to start making it into an online business, or maybe you already have an online business and it's just not getting the traction that you hoped it would. I want to help you in 3 weeks take action to actually making income in your side gig this year. It's going to require some things of you. We're going to have a Facebook group. I've created a workbook for us to work through together, but I think you're going to see more growth in the next 3 weeks than you have all last year, maybe even more. I'm so excited about it. All you need to do is go to my Instagram _ Nikki Wilson, NikkiWilson _, and go to the link in my bio and register for Action Over Perfection Academy. It's free. And it actually starts today, but you're not too late to jump in now. All right, guys, let's go.
Hi, I'm Beverly Simpson.
And I'm Nikki Wilson.
And welcome to the Action Made Mamas podcast. Here we inspire women to take massive action in pursuing their dreams,
cultivating deep relationships,
building loving communities,
raising amazing humans, and most of all, becoming their best self.
What's up, everybody?
Hello.
Oh my gosh, we are so... No, we're super excited to be here with y'all today. Back in the saddle.
Back in the saddle. We started January. I saw a meme the other day that said, we survived. January was a long year, but we survived. I cannot share that sentiment even anymore than it's true.
I know. I was laughing hard when I saw it too.
We took a break. Obviously, I think our last day was like November 30th.
Well, that's because your kids have a 40-year holiday.
And we took podcasting world is like, don't take breaks, like just keep rolling in. But I was like, you know, I just can't, like my kids. December, what was it? Like 17th to the whole year of January. So it was intense. I just couldn't figure out when exactly I was going to mindfully record. Mm-hmm. So Beverly was gracious enough to be patient with me as we did that. And then even more so, Beverly and I had like an intense month of travel.
Oh yeah. But you know, I think that it's important. I think it's important that we take a break and that it gives us a chance to brainstorm. I mean, y'all, we have some really exciting interviews coming up for you this season.
We have some good ones. And a lot of that wouldn't have happened. You guys know Beverly and I have been in Mastermind together last year, and then we're doing another Mastermind with James Wedmore this year. And we had our like coaching retreat in January in Laguna Beach.
And it was amazing, but it was also very like, oh my gosh, here we go.
It was amazing. It was so challenging. Was it challenging? Oh, and it also, we were laughing because Beverly's so animated. Anytime anybody would talk who we were like, oh, they'd be great. Because we have an amazing group of people, coaches. We were in a health and fitness soul industry mastermind. I was in the past 2 years, and then Beverly and I were in it the past year. And this one that we're in now is kind of everything. It's like just a bunch of different businesses, you guys. And so encouraging because I'm like, dude, anybody can start a business. If you have this great idea, you know, like anybody can start an online business. But anywho, people would get up and be like, this is what I do. I, you know, coach parents to be confident in the, Beverly would like visibly like turn around, be like, her on the business. Like everybody saw her mouthing it. I'm like, why don't you just scream it from the
I really channeled my Nikki. I channeled my Nikki stalking tendencies, and I thought, what would Nikki do? She would look up to see where this person works and then
track them down. She did. And she would, like, if there was any, like, 6-minute break, Beverly was like, jump on them, like, getting their information. Actually, my mama's podcast. Like, and it was great because we actually do have so many experts coming on that are going to help you guys. I mean, it's going to be a really helpful season, I think.
Just in all types of areas, helping kids eat food, helping kids have confidence, building confidence in children, sleeping babies.
Yes. I mean, we're really just going to like work through it, you guys. So we are back. So no worries. I actually had several people like
ask you
Facebook PMs like, hey, are y'all done? Are you not coming back? I'm so sad. I would like listen to y'all when I was working out. I'm like, no, don't. My kids are just now going back to school 2 years later and we are recording. We'll be back.
You know, some of my favorite feedback from season one was when people would say to us that it was like being in the room with best friends, having coffee, and hanging out in the living room. That is exactly the feel that we want to bring to the podcast. So we're super excited to be back.
It's going to be awesome, you guys. So get ready. One of the things, I know this is kind of where Beverly and I wanted to go today, but I think it's like a popular thing now. I don't know if it's just like social media made this popular, but everybody kind of has a word for the year. It's my word. My word is it. And like this beautiful Instagram post of words, but I actually love getting my word for the year. It always helps me because I don't do New Year's resolutions. I don't know if you guys do. You can write us, tell us how it's going, if you're still sticking to them. I don't do New Year's resolutions, but I do take a significant amount of time in January, like early in the year, to really pray about what God wants for me for the year. And this year, some years I feel like I just don't really even get a word and I'm like, oh, bummer. I'll just make one up myself. But sometimes God really like slaps me in the face with a word. And I mean that in a loving sense. And the good God that he is, he would like give me like, you need to focus on this. So instead of resolutions, I've always done words. And so we thought we would like talk about our words for the year. And I think they're really significant in kind of where we are in our careers, in our marriages, in our friendships. And, you know, and I think it's interesting. So I like to hear people's words. I know sometimes it stresses people out. Like, what if you don't get a word? I'm like, cool, you don't have to have a word.
What was your word for 2018?
My word for 2018 was consistency.
And how did you feel that it went?
I felt it was good. I think one thing, and you guys know because y'all love Bev and Nick, you love the Action My Mama. So if you do, you know we're going to talk about Enneagram. Because Lord knows we cannot function without it.
Oh, yeah.
I think for me as a 3, who is the achiever, a real struggle for me is get a vision, try it. If it doesn't succeed and make me all the shiny objects that I want to be or the shiny object that I want to be, then I just quit it and say, oh, maybe. I mean, it was fun. It was a learning experience, but it really wasn't a learning experience. I quit, you know. I quit a lot of things realizing like if I'm not perfect at it, then I'm just not going to do it. Well, how many things are you actually perfect at in life? Not very many. Right. And so 2018, it was just kind of like me doing things if I felt called to do it. And I felt like there was a good meat behind it. Then to learn from my mistakes or my, I don't want to say failures, but, you know, just learn from what didn't work and keep trucking on. Mm-hmm. And that was hard for me, but I did. And like some things I did and they weren't like super successful, but I learned from them.
some things were disappointing, but I learned from them. And then I'm just going to keep like trucking at it. So yeah, that was consistency, like not being all over the place, shiny object syndrome, doing a bunch of different things, just trying, just like sticking with a couple of things and making them work. And if they don't work, here's the harder thing, Beth. When something doesn't work, like me letting it go, so hard. Beverly knows that.
Well, it's interesting. Because I'm a six, right? So I'm a counterphobic six and I'm the loyalist. So literally, I never quit.
Yeah.
I literally pick something and then just run it to the ground.
Yeah, I do too. And I think I'm like tri-type 3-6. I think six would be my second number. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, like I'll live really negatively in something just for loyalty. And then the second somebody has the sense to talk sense into me and I let it go, it feels so good to let it go. Let it go. So I just always learned that the hard way. But thankfully, I feel like in my wisdom in my older years, I've like been able to start to let things go a little easier and then learn that like not everything has to be a shiny success. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. Perfect.
It has to be a shiny success. Some things are just good and they're fine the way they are. And some things you don't need to try because you won't like, you just need to work on the thing you're already doing. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that was my 2018.
I love it. So I asked that because, you know, it's funny. I did pick a word for 2019 and I know we're going to get to that. And I'm prefacing that by saying I didn't actually pick one for the sake of this podcast. I did pick it this year, but I'll share that it's actually the first time that I'm doing this practice because I am someone that I do New Year's resolutions, but I actually do New Year's resolutions 3 times in the year. So I have a set that I keep for every January just because I was always conditioned to do that. But actually, I also do one for my birthday because that's my own personal New Year.
Love it.
And then my husband and I do one. Okay. And we do one for our marriage for every anniversary that we've done. And the way that we set it up is that we literally pick 3 things that we love and honor about the year. Always, that we love about each other, things that we thought went well, that we want to continue to keep doing to honor our marriage. And then we pick 3 things that of areas of opportunities that we like to, that we want to continue to work on.
Okay.
And what I love about doing this is because more than setting it and more than setting the intention is to go back and review how it went. I literally have this note saved on my phone from when we got married in 2011, from literally our wedding night, that I've just kept like every year. My husband and I have now been married, oh no, how many years? It's 2019, so 8 years?
Yeah.
No, 7 years? Oh, I don't know. I should look at the note.
This year will be 8 years.
Yeah, so this year will be 8 years. So we do it every year consistently, and I do that for those 3 times. But I decided to go for the word this year because I feel like there's more places to go. Because what I have found in looking at them is that it's sometimes the New Year's resolution is a simple, yes, I did that, check.
Yeah, totally.
But a word can be a little bit more, you know, threaded into the theme of the year.
Yes. And y'all, by the way, like, I always get a little irritated on social media when people are like, if you have a New Year's resolution, you're stupid. That's so 1999. You know, it's like, I think the issues with New Year's resolutions are, like, the broad spectrum of things. Like, I want to get healthy. I mean, we all know, like, if you know enough about things, you know, like, I want to get healthy is not a great, like you have to have some like guidelines. And I know Beverly is like the master planner. So not like she's going to give some broad, although, you know, words of the year, words for the year, those are broad. Mm-hmm. I mean, my word is pretty broad, but I think like what you said, it kind of threads through everything I do. So I'm constantly reevaluating, like, am I doing this? Am I being in my word for the year?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
You know, it's funny. I think that for me, I've recognized as I evaluated 2018 is that I recognized all the places where I had let negativity really just kind of sink in and sink in ways that I really wished that it didn't. Mm-hmm. And the New Year's resolution is a perfect example of that. All of a sudden, you start to see all this messaging around, oh, anyone who participates in New Year's resolutions, just the bandwagoning it, or they're not, it's not something they're going to do. Everyone starts it and not. And doesn't finish it. And to me, and my point of view, is that if you need a New Year's resolution to kickstart your health and wellness goals, or you need a New Year's resolution to kickstart something that you want to make a change, then by all means, take it and embrace it. Like, I am tired of listening to the messages that are like, oh, you shouldn't care about weight loss. When really, if that's all you care about, then that is fine. That I am more this year, this is not my word, but this year I am more about yes and. If this is what you need, then let's take it and let's do it. And moving away from that, the negative messaging. And I don't think that necessarily it's, I think it's well-intended. I get where it's coming from. But for me, it doesn't resonate for me. And I need to just put my blinders on to that.
Totally. Yeah, yeah. So, guys, hear us. Like, if you have them, great. If you have them here, great. If you're like some ninja that we don't know about and have some other way of doing things, I think the point is just getting like realigned with who you are and who you want to be. And for me, it comes a lot of just like falling out of alignment with God and what maybe, you know, I think at the end of the year, we're just so weary by the time December rolls around. So I think it's really great to like realign yourself. Just like, it is a good start. It is like the new year. And so there's nothing wrong with that. And so I think it's kind of one and the same of, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So anyway, do you want to share your word?
Yeah, sure. My word for 2019 is focus. It's focus, yes. And I picked focus because I was evaluating 2018. And I did kind of share one insight, like the negative messaging that I felt like really penetrated me. I want to turn my blinders on and focus on my messaging. So that is one of the reasons I came up with focus. The other reason that I came up with focus is because I was reflecting on 2018 and I just started to recognize all the areas that I felt like I was flailing. And by flailing, meaning almost like, you know, shiny squirrel object. Let's go over here and chase this. Let's go over here and chase this. Like, and I think that that is not bad. I think that that is, there is tons of room for exploration. Even in 2019 with that word, there's tons of word for learning and exploration. But just as long as that there is a thread of focus behind me, I feel like it is going to help dial me in and get me to where I want to be faster. Both in business, in my family, in my relationships, just to be a little bit, it's almost as if I've picked the word focus to help me stay more present.
Yes. Yes. Stay present. I think that's good for you, Bev. It's funny that we were both talking about like shiny object. And you guys know, Beverly's mind is like, I wish you guys like be in her presence in real life. Her mind is like one like I've never seen before. All the time. My mind is literally 1/18th of Beverly's mind. She just goes all the time and she's constantly like thinking about things.
Chatter, 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 chatter. Nikki said to me once that, and my husband actually said this to me too, that they have minds that go blank.
I was like flabbergasted that her mind doesn't shut off after, like my mind like turns on early in the morning. I'm an early bird and 2 p.m. it is not worth a dime. I'm kind of concerned for myself when like I have like Alzheimer's or something, like it's bad. It's like bad. And I can just shut it down and I literally like mentally turn off my brain. I can,
honest to God, I don't know what that sounds like or feels like
right now. See ya. See you tomorrow at 6 a.m. I know. And Beverly does it. And I've just never really like experienced. I've experienced relationships with people. Like my husband is kind of like that. He's a very busybody. Like he's watching TV and folding laundry and talking on the phone and texting and like watching on his phone and the TV. Like he's like a busy body, but you're like a busy brain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting. I've literally never met anybody like Beverly. So I think that is a good word for you.
Mm-hmm.
In 2019.
Yeah, I want to be able to just kind of cut through the chatter. Yeah. I want that, you know, because I want to stay clear. And that, you know, it's not to say that I'm not going to have moments where I want to explore something else or pivot. I've already started to do that. Literally just in this month, I went from creating this coaching program to creating this membership, right? But it's still all within the same vein, same focus and focus vein to help me just kind of organize the chatter. I literally have this brain that, and it surprises me that other people didn't. It surprised me that other people don't have this, where I literally can be in a room by myself and not even really truly recognizing on any conscious level that I'm just going, 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 thinking, thinking, chattering, chattering, chattering to myself until somebody interrupts my thinking. And, you know, I have a pattern interrupt. And then all of a sudden I have this moment of, oh, wow, it's quiet. When it was quiet from the start. It was quiet from the start inside the room.
Internally loud.
But internally it was loud.
So, yeah, and that's what just really fascinates me. I mean, I'm sure I have, like, internal dialogue at all times. I'm sure I do. But it just doesn't – like, yours is so funny. Because, like, I mean, we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. Beverly will text me. In fact, Brent and I just – we went to Sundance Film Festival last week. And Brent and I are really an interesting marriage. I mean, everybody is, right? Like – we're like madly in love, like crazy passionate in love, but also we like need space.
Mm-hmm.
Like I like to do my own thing a lot and he likes to do his own. Like I do not have to be with him 24/7. Like he's just like, I just don't, but I'm like passionately madly in love with him. But like, so we're together for 5 days and Brent's favorite thing to do is like check on Nikki and Beverly's text message stream. He's literally like, I cannot believe how often you guys text. It is unreal. That's coming from somebody like he texts a lot for work, like a lot. That's his preference of communication is text, and he's like, you guys blow me out of the water. Like he'll just be laughing because he'll catch me on my phone. We watched tons of movies. We were at Sundance Film Festival and he, like between the movies, we would have a lot of times we were just sitting and waiting for the movie to start and I'd be checking my phone before I put it away for the movie and it'd be Beverly and Brent would like look at my phone and he's like, I thought I was going to look at that and think like, oh, the last time they talk, he doesn't even read what we say. He just like reads the times that we chat. He's like, I thought the last one would be like 15 hours ago. He's like, nope. Beverly texted you that whole last movie that we were in, like 27
you know, and the word
like a break, and now you're just catching up to the stream of conscious text that she sent you. And now you're sending like 27 different texts responding to hers. And then you'll like have a whole 27 text stream while the movie's going. It's hilarious. He's like, you guys talk literally like 24 hours a day. You really.
And the funny part about this story and the reason why I'm laughing so hard is because that was literally me giving a conscious effort to honor your space. Because I would be like, oh, they're at Sundance. I want them to be together and enjoy it. So I'll just send this one quick little thought. So it's funny to me because I know that if y'all were home, it'd be, instead of 27, it'd be like 77.
Right, it'd be seven. I'm like, yeah, nothing. Beverly, especially guys, maybe you have a chatter mind too. I don't know. Maybe that's his phobic or counterphobic sex thing. But yeah, she like will literally like text me her thoughts. And I always know like those are just her thoughts. They're not even like a real question.
It's just my stream of consciousness. It's
an extrovert like
balance. Yes. It's the extroverted six.
It's not even that she wants to hear from me. So I think it's really great. I think it's precious. The precious part of our friendship.
And my husband is so funny because sometimes when Nikki's not available, he gets it. So Nikki will get, she is like my work wife, right? So whenever I'm processing anything in my business, Nikki gets it. And if I know she's busy, I'll go and I'll give it to my husband. And my husband gets it in all the other areas, potty training, talking. And for the record, Nikki gets that too.
I get that.
So yeah, she does get that too. But sometimes I'll give my husband the work stuff and he'll say legitimately, "I'm not Nikki. I can't. I'm going to do my best to answer you."
That properly. Like, and then Beverly will be like, "No, that's not a good answer." Yeah. I need to get Mike's number. I don't even have his number. I need to get his number so he'll be like, "I need you to answer that."
Can you feel this? Can you feel this?
I love it. I love it though. But it's really funny. But it is just a testament to, like, I think the focus thing is good for you. I think you do need that.
I'm excited to see how it's going to play out in 2019.
Me too. I'm excited.
So Cher, tell us your word.
Yeah. So my word came, you know, I think being home for the whole year of January, it really like brings out a lot of parenting.
Well, I mean, and you've had the plague in February.
Well, yeah, we're all getting over strep and flu again. Flu, strep, the whole thing. Yeah, so my year is just now starting, I feel like. But I think being home a lot with kids, and I've told you this before, like, honestly, my kids are really good kids. They really are. They're naturally very self-regulatory. And I don't know if that's, like, genetic. I don't know what it is. I don't think it's any credit to me. I really don't. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I
don't sell yourself short.
Well, no, I just think they're, like, they have their issues, as we all do, but like in terms of behavior and things like that, they're pretty good. But, you know, we do have some personality. We have three it's absurdly wild how different their personalities are. Like, are they even from the same DNA? I don't know. They're just so different. And so that brings out a lot of things, I think, because we were home in December so much. And I think that, like, I saw how reactive my parenting is a lot of times. And again, going back to the Enneagram, I think the three likes everything to be very, like, pristine on the outside. So when things feel ruffled, it feels very reactive to me. And I mean, I've been working on that for a while as a mom. And Brent, too, we actually talked about this together. Just we're both very, like, things are great on the outside and we don't actually know when it becomes emotional what to do because we're not emotional people. So anyway, I feel like I'm just praying about that as I was home with my kids a lot. And I felt like the Lord was like, you need to have more intention. And what I'm getting from that, what I gained from that was I'm very reactive. And a lot of the things that I know I need to be long-term, like the longevity thing, the work of things for each kid individually, a lot of times I just don't want to do it because it's inconvenient to me. And so I have to make that time to be super intentional, knowing, yes, they're good kids, but this could be an outcome given the circumstances we see now. So what are you doing to be intentional about these things?
That's a great word.
Mm-hmm. And you know, like, I think it's interesting because Brent and I, we really are a family. We decided there just aren't going to be a lot of rules in our household. So we have three. We have three rules that overarch things, which is be respectful, be pure, and be open. Those are like our quote unquote rule. So we're not really the parents who are like, and we don't do this and we don't do this and we don't do this and we don't do this. We're very like, okay, well, here's this thing that happened. What's the lesson that you see in it? You know, so we're very like reflective parenting, which is great in theory, but when you have three really different personalities, it's a lot of work to like see that through, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So what works for our oldest does not work for our middle at all.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
So, I do, yes.
But he doesn't give us a lot of pushback on things. She will give us total pushback. So I have to be intentional in the way that I'm seeing those things through. if that makes sense.
In how you respond, in how you parent, or in not respond, in how you're almost proactive in your connection with your children.
Right.
Totally get that.
So, you know, that's been interesting. And yeah, it's just been really interesting, good. And I think a lot of things just started like kind of creeping in that I was like, okay, I have to be more intentional. Like, my kids are good kids, but also I'm about to hit the teenage years, which feels really strange. And in a sense, the world kind of already acts like a teenager. So I'm like, I got to gear up for like the next phase, because parenting, as we all know, changes on a dime. So like, obviously you wouldn't treat Gwen and Abby the same in 5 years that you treat them now, because they're toddlers right now. Mm-hmm. So I have to gear up and be thinking like future minded and being super intentional in the foresight of it all. I don't know if that makes any sense. It doesn't even like totally. And the thing is, there's not like a big plan in that, but just when I see things, I have to arrest it right then and decide like, okay, take the time to dive in. You're diving in, and this is like, write it down, because this is an area that you're going to have to be like super involved in.
It's interesting. It's interesting to say that, because I feel for me and in my word, with my word and for intention for 2019 is to be less forward thinking. Mm-hmm. I think that my brain has caused me to just be on step 10 and not appreciate that I'm still on step 2. And there are moments, you know, like today we had 2 very significant moments this morning that actually brought me to this word, which I'm really glad I had it, because I recognized very quickly that, oh no, time is passing and I'm not getting this time back. I need to stay here and be present here. So Gwen got these beautiful, they're really fun. They're fun, like Cinderella high heel light up shoes.
Oh yeah, girl.
Yeah. Her and Abby are starting to fight over them. But she said to us this morning, she said, I want to wear those shoes to school so that I can be beautiful.
Oh, and you're like, wait.
I did. My heart stopped for a second and I went focus. And it was interesting. And what's really interesting, which is why I'm really excited for some of our upcoming experts, is I'm not sure where that comes from, because I live in heels or in exercise shoes. I wear tennis shoes every day. I do have heels, but I rarely wear them. And if I am wearing them, she doesn't see me in them. So it's very interesting to me. Where did that come from? You know, the way that I handled that was very, you are always beautiful. It doesn't matter what you're wearing. That we put on our sneakers. I put on my sneaker. I was already wearing my sneakers. Look how beautiful mommy is. Look how beautiful Gwen is, right? So that's really how we went for it. But that's really not necessarily the point of the story. The point was for me was to recognize, oh no, I'm missing this moment. If I keep staying on step 10, I'm going to miss this.
Yeah.
And Abby this morning says to me, how about we watch Mermaid? How about we watch Mermaid, right? That's how many words is that? 5, 6 words? She's 20 months old. What do you mean, how about we watch Mermaid?
No, I love
What that. Happened to Goo Goo Gaga?
Goo Goo Gaga goes away. Goo Goo Gaga goes away.
So time.
And it is. It's like, I think you're right. And yeah, you've got to be like in the moment. But, you know, for me, I think as a parent, I think I was living in the moment a little too much. Because, you know, when you feel like you can coast, and that's kind of basically what I was doing, just coasting, because my kids don't like to get in trouble at school. They're just those kids who are like terrified of getting in trouble.
Yes.
Not so much at home necessarily, but just school and like other places. But I'm like, I was just kind of coasting in that, like, cool, things are good, things are great. So, you know, just figuring out, we're just in a new territory, I think. So I have to be super intentional. And, you know, aside from just, you know, parenting, I think it also has to flow into work, just how I'm intentional and not getting over, or basically like what my word for work and as an intention is, like serving people. serving who's right in front of me. And yes. That's really like what I'm committed to doing is like intentionally serving people who are right in front of me. Whether that's the audience listening to our podcast, you know, just putting out good content.
Yes.
And serving the heck out of y'all.
Yes. Absolutely. Me too. That's what I'm focused on too. Yeah. Serving.
Just serving and loving and not being worried about like, did I hit this number? Is it successful? Is it like, no, just like I'm serving who's in front of me and like appreciating that and being super intentional. And that's, you know, longevity wise, I think that's the best plan you can have. So that's my word, girl.
Can't wait. I just can't wait to see how it's going to play out this year for us.
I know. You guys can hold us accountable to that too.
Yeah.
How's the focus? How's the intention? And like, hold us out, call us out.
And we'd love to hear from you. Tell us your word. Send us an email. What's our email?
No, it's actionmademamaspodcast@gmail.com. actionmademamaspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, send us an email. Tell us your word.
Yes, tell us your word, y'all. You guys, thank you so much today for listening. Hey, by the way, speaking of intention, can you guys leave us a review? And just Beverly's like, what are you doing? No, just leave.
No, I was laughing.
Give us a few stars. Five.
I was laughing because you should see our husbands. Our husbands have posted our reviews. Oh, he did. You have to go back and check.
Brent left a review and it's like mortifying to me. Not mortifying. It's pretty funny. He left it under my name.
So my husband.
Yeah.
My husband left a review based inspired by your husband's review.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So you have to go and listen to it.
So you guys got to be curious now. Go listen to our freaking husband. Mine is under my own name, which I'm like, oh, he's like, ha, 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 ha. I'm like, this is not a joke.
My husband posted it under husband 2.0.
Which we'll have to tell you all about on a different day. Husband 2.0. Anyway, go read the reviews while you're reading Brent and Mike's reviews. Leave us one. That is like the best compliment / we don't need payment or anything, but a review is so nice to have, and iTunes really likes reviews, and
just a little encouragement goes a really long way, especially since our intention is to serve you and we want to keep bringing you content that will help you.
So leave us a little review with a nice, and if you give us one star, don't leave us a review. But nice things to say, give us a review. My son reads all the, like, a couple of people have written one star. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, Mom, people don't like you. Like, he's like, bald. I'm like, haters. If you get haters, you've made it.
You're doing it right. I know. It's so funny.
Why would anybody hate my mom? No. So if you have a one star, just go on with your sale because we know you're going to listen anyway. But if you have okay,
we'd appreciate it.
And you guys always welcome to email us questions. Tell us your word of the year. We are so glad to be back, y'all.
So excited.
Thank you for listening today. Cannot wait for our guest next week.
Ooh, you guys get excited.
So get ready, and we're so happy to have you back. Thanks so much, you guys.
Yep. We love you. Bye.
Next week.